SBS Radio. In 2016, Cyclone Winston tore through Fiji. A Category 5 cyclone, it was at the time the most severe tropical storm to ever make landfall in the Pacific. Today, the country is still recovering from the massive social and economic hit, which left 44 people dead and a damage bill of more than $2.5 billion. A new report from humanitarian organisation Oxfam has found disasters fuelled by climate change were the number one driver of displacement within countries over the last decade. It found small island nations, including Fiji and some of Australia's other Pacific neighbours, make up 7 of the 10 countries facing the highest risk of internal displacement from extreme weather events. Simon Bradshaw is a climate change advisor at Oxfam Australia.
Well, we can see clearly that extreme weather disasters, many of which, of course, are being heavily exacerbated by the climate crisis, have been by far the biggest driver of displacement within countries over the last decade. You're actually around 7 times more likely to be displaced by an extreme weather disaster, including cyclones and floods, than you are by other types of disasters.
Oxfam says the past 10 years have seen climate-fueled disasters force 20 million people from their homes. Its report also found low-income countries such as India, Nigeria and Bolivia are more than 4 times likely to be displaced by extreme weather disasters than people in richer countries such as the United States or Australia. Mr. Bradshaw says the report shines a light on the unequal impacts of the climate crisis across the globe. He's calling on world leaders to reduce their carbon emissions and provide more support to help low-income communities recover from climate disasters.
Look, it's very concerning because behind these numbers are, of course, people's lives, their livelihoods, and if people are being permanently displaced, they may be severed from, you know, their ancestral land, and that's something that's extremely painful for communities and causes all sorts of profound challenges. So it really drives home the injustice of climate change and why it's so important that countries, including Australia, take much stronger action to move beyond coal, rein in their emissions, and provide adequate support to countries on the front line.
Oxfam is one of several humanitarian organisations appealing to world leaders to take urgent action on climate change at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Madrid. During the summit, countries will discuss climate-related challenges and progress towards the 2015 Paris Agreement, which aims to limit the global temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Spain's acting energy minister, Teresa Ribera, says she's looking for a clear signal of commitment from all members.
We need people to understand that this is not just a question that was solved in Paris and that's all. This is something that needs to work, needs to advance, needs to raise ambition. And the official date to start this race of ambition is 2020. But this is 1 month after the end of the COP. So we need to ensure that everything is in place to be able to accelerate action next year.
The summit was originally going to be held in Brazil, but a year before the planned start, President Jair Bolsonaro withdrew the offer to host the event, citing economic reasons. Chile stepped up to become the new host, but recent social unrest saw Spain agree to take the hosting duties. Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg will attend the summit after hitching a ride across the Atlantic with an Australian couple travelling the world on a catamaran. Ms. Ribera says Ms. Thunberg is spreading an important message.
I think she has become a very relevant symbol and reference for a great majority of the societies. And she is stressing very simple messages. Please pay attention to science. Please think of our future.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.